World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, local impact has national effect, or local effect has national impact. Thanks for joining us here this morning, man. It's a busy day here in my head. I know what it's like in your head. Busy day in my head as I'm trying to coordinate all the information I have this morning. I appreciate all of you yesterday. You know, I got some reactions yesterday from Dr. Jerry Corsi. He's joining us today again, by the way. He's not in here yet, I don't think. And got a lot of reaction. In fact, my wife said, my little yin and yang, she said, well, honey, it was pretty dry. And yeah, it was dry. It was dry. And it was really, really dry information. But information is what it is. And Dr. Corsi spent a lot of time and effort. And there's been a real breakthrough in it. And I'm waiting for when Dr. Corsi joins us here that I'll be able to, we'll talk about it when he gets in here. But before we do that, you know, we're right in the midst of the convention going on, and folks, I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV. Okay. So I don't know what's going on. I get on the internet. I find my news sort of from the internet. I have not turned on, nor will I turn on any of the mainstream media to allow them to propagandize what it is that's going on. Lord, we just ask you right now that your spirit of truth would be with us, Lord, that your spirit would guide us into all truth in Jesus' name. And part of what we know is going on in America and what's going on with all of us is they call it disinformation. Now, ask yourself this, folks. Are they the ones creating the disinformation, or are we the ones creating the disinformation? Have you noticed that? We put a position out and then they call it disinformation. When they put something out, it's never disinformation for them, is it? No. It's information for them. When we put it out, it's disinformation. We've got to understand this game, this two-card Monty that's going on and what we're dealing with. And we are in the midst of a, I don't know about you, man. I tingle sometimes at the spiritual war that's raging around us right now that we're actively involved with. And can I tell you something out of the bottom of my heart? Some of you ain't taking it serious. You're not taking it serious. Ohio Brett just logged on, man. We put our, look, Ohio Brett was a football player. Some of you guys were the football player. The deeper you get into the game, with more on the line, the more intense it comes. And you know what happens? You guys are not very intense. You're not very damn intense. It's like you're playing a game. Are you in a war or not? Are we in a war or not? Well, sadly, we've already stepped into the war. We are in the war. Now, are you going to engage in the war? Or are you going to take your gun and go lay back and hide behind the pillow, take a nap? Now is the time. Now is the time. And last night we had a prayer, whatever we do, we're doing it again tonight, prayer meeting, 8 o'clock tonight. There should be thousands of people on this prayer vigil. Thousands of people. Where are they? Why aren't they there? Oh, I know why. They're out watching their son's softball game, or they're off doing whatever. They're doing all kinds of stuff because they aren't really at war. They're not really at war. Oh, they talk it. When it comes down right down to it, when you got to pull out your, figuratively, your spiritual holster, they ain't pulling out their spiritual holsters. They're overeating popcorn and corn on the cob. The war around us is raging. And if you're in here, then you have been awakened by the Lord. And I can tell you this, the hundreds of people that you come in contact with daily or on Sunday when you go to your church, most of them ain't got any clue what's going on. None of them. And what does that tell me? It tells me this. You got to up your game. You got to up your game. Dirty 30. That's what we called it. The Dirty 30. I had 100 guys on the football team. 100 guys. Literally 100 guys run out of the tunnel out onto the football field. High school football. 100 of them. You know, there's only 30 going to ever do anything in the game. Only 30 of them. All the other 70, they just want to be on the team. And they just want to act like, oh, they want to act like Warriors, but oh, don't put me in the game. Oh, no, no, no. No, I'll sit here on the sidelines and cheer. And then my girlfriend will like me and my mommy will be proud of me. But don't ever put me in the game. I don't want to end. Because can I tell you there's consequences of being in? Oh, yeah, there are. They punch back. They punch back. And you better come to that realization that they do, in fact, punch back. And that's what we're up against right now. And I can't believe, you know, just give me a second here, okay? Just give me a second. How did I reconnect with Dr. Jerome Corsi? I don't know. I don't have any idea. Oh, I know. I know how I connected with him. I met him, I don't know, 10 years ago in Harlem, New York. Michelle and I went out there. We took a bread truck out there to Dr. James David Manning in Harlem, New York. And I don't know, that's before any of you even know what's going on. We drove a bread truck to Harlem, New York. And I was part of an event that Dr. Jerome Corsi was back at Swift Boat Veterans for, remember against John Kerry, remember that? That's where I first met Jerome Corsi. And I'm thinking, how in the heck have I now, here in 2024, doubled back around to Dr. Corsi? What the heck is going on? Now, we can call it a coincidence, but I'm telling you, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. So I want to do some declarations here this morning and some field declarations. My wife's going to go do some field declarations to the mountain of the me. Yeah, let's go ahead and do these because we've been doing it and everything that's going on. And let me read down through them. Let me do this and then we'll get Dr. Corsi, are you in here? Good morning. Did I see you pop your head in here? I know I saw him pop in. Maybe he had some internet issues yesterday. He'll be in here in a second. So the mountain of the media.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Just give us about five more minutes.
I'm just finishing my breakfast, so go ahead.
I'm just coaching the troops here, Dr. Corsi. That's all I'm doing. Huh? And I, you know, look, folks. Dudes, I'm playing for keeps. I don't know about you. I'm playing for keeps. And I don't have time. If your feelings get hurt, I'm sorry. I'm talking to a broad, I don't know how many people are watching this right now. I'm going to tell you this. I'm not talking to you. I am, but I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. I'm hearing what the Lord is saying, and I'm saying what the Lord's telling me to say. And if it steps on your toes, I'm sorry. I'm not talking about you. But if it bothers you, then that tells you something up. Huh? Maybe the problem's you on your end, not on my end. I look at the names here on this screen. I don't know what you people are thinking. I don't know what you're doing. If something comes out of my mouth, why would you think I'm talking about you? Maybe it's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Could that be? So to the mountain of the media, as King Jesus currently sits on his throne at the right hand of the Father, his body, which is the church of Christ on the earth, is placing all of his enemies under his feet by displacing darkness with the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. The gospel of the kingdom. Media is the means and tools of conveying information and disinformation, lies, lies, lies throughout news and entertainment. Our declarations are over the United Center in Chicago. There's no unity outside of Jesus Christ. And we pray disharmony and disunity into that mess in Chicago. Because we are living witnesses in due time of the kingdom of God on earth, and because we have been given his authority to be his ambassadors, we declare the following. We declare that the written and spoken word of God possesses all authority in heaven and in earth, and all God's people said, amen. And we declare sons and daughters of the Lord God to have access by the blood of Christ to the throne of grace and the authority that accompanies it. Amen. We declare within the presence of the Holy Spirit these following decrees to every media entity, whether by publication, broadcast, or internet, to kiss the sign of perish, according to Psalm 2:12, and his grace goes to the repentant hearts, but his vengeance upon the rebellious. And we declare to you in person, city of Chicago, state of Illinois, that you are now served these decrees from on high. We decree that Jesus Christ is king over the United States of America, including all of its airways, its frequency, and its media. Amen. We decree the righteous judgment of God be upon every media platform that is undermining the sovereignty of Jesus Christ and the will of God for this nation, including but not limited to the mainstream media, news, cable news, newspapers, periodicals, television, entertainment channels, owners and stockholders, employees and associates, advertisers, agents, actors, handlers, etc., and all others who are working for that demonic Luciferian group knowingly and or ignorantly with these evil agendas. We decree, amen, and we decree financial devastation to Comcast, Disney, News Corp, Warner Brothers, AT&T, Paramount Global, scroll down, Johnny, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and all others who exchange the truth of God for a lie. And this decree is prophetic to your end. And everybody said amen. We decree that all Luciferian media outlets will be publicly uncovered, exposed, and ordered by courts of justice to repay by compensation every single injustice upon humanity. Amen. We decree that every whistleblower has the opportunity to be placed under the covering of Christ and by personal repentance become righteous and covenantal protection, according to Psalm 91. Amen. We decree to all false journalists, reporters, commentators, podcasters who are deliberate or complicit with propaganda, lies, half-truth, slander, deception, fear-mongering, and moral activities, and all other acts of malice are guilty of felonies and shall be prosecuted to the full extent under the Constitution. We also deliver such ones over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that their spirits may be saved. Amen. We decree from the Holy Spirit a cease and desist order to all persons and groups who are participating with a covering up a false Zionist media influence and control of the news, because God is no respecter of persons or ethnicities. You must fall under the stone, and the stone will ground you to power. But God will restore his holy land, Zion, and his holy land, Jerusalem, that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It will be under the control and authority of Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. And we decree to all government agencies who've deceived and lied to the people that you will eat the fruit of your own evil, and your devastation and destruction are imminent. Amen. We declare that all hijacked airways, frequencies, and media be loosed unto the glorious liberty of the sons of God, according to Romans 8, 19 through 22, they belong to Christ and his kingdom. Amen. So therefore, according to Ephesians 6, 20 and 2 Corinthians 2, 4 through 4:13, we speak these words of God to the demonic hierarchy who sit in tyrannical rule from the second heaven. Your strongholds are now removed in Jesus' name. Amen. Your financial power are being drained, wealth being transferred to the righteous in Jesus' name. Amen. Your false prophets of propaganda, lies, and deception are slain by the prophetic word of God. Amen. Your blood-filled false altars are being cleansed of all unrighteousness. Amen. Your covering to hide and rule from the shadows are being erased in Jesus' name. Amen. Righteousness and justice are replacing the empty void even as we speak. Amen. May the Holy Spirit be judge and jury as he wills in real time and in real place. In Jesus' name, amen. And on this day, on the Lord, today is the 20th, these actions are set in motion and undeterred. Amen. And in the name of our Lord Jesus, our King, Prophet, and High Priest, and all of God's people said, amen, amen. So let it be written, so let it be done. Breaking news here. Breaking news here at Coach Dave Live. I can't believe the opposition sometimes we have with those who are supposed to be in our own camp. In our own camp. It's amazing. Dr. Corsi, thanks for getting up again this morning. By the way, we're going to have, I'm telling you, Saturday night, time out, Coach, tonight at 8 o'clock, we are going to do another 30-minute prayer vigil, and we would like you to bring one of your friends. We should have thousands of people engaged in this prayer vigil. You come to Coach Dave Live, 8 o'clock tonight, and the prayer vigil will be going on there, and you can join it. Spread the word to everyone you know. Number two, Saturday Night Live, this Saturday coming up, we'll get more details to you. We are gathering with Dr. Jerome Corsi at, we'll get the address to you, here in Central Ohio. Come Saturday Night Live. We are the church outside the church. We are picking up where the church left off. Please come and be part of it. Now, look, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty, through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And God said, wherever two or more are gathered, he is in the midst. And our problems in America are spiritual. They're not political. We have to wield the sword of the Lord to be able to do it. So Dr. Corsi, thanks for getting up here again, bright and early like this. Big breaking news. Dr. Corsi, because, hey, Dr. Corsi, I got to tell you something. I got some emails from people yesterday. Oh, that Corsi. He's a fraud. That guy's a fraud. All those people ain't doing crap. They don't ever do crap, but they're great at criticizing everybody else and everything everybody else. Somebody say amen so I know I got a friend out there. Everybody better. Amen. Ain't nobody doing it.
Amen.
He's a fraud. Yeah, you with me? Sorry, Dr. Corsi. I'm like this when nobody's watching. So, Dr. Corsi, I'm going to pull it up here. What did you receive yesterday, Dr. Corsi, from the Secretary of State's office here in Ohio? Jared, can you pull that up, Johnny? Can you pull it up there? Go ahead, Dr. Corsi.
I got, well, we got a letter. Yeah, we got a letter yesterday. It came in late after dinner. I saw it about 9 o'clock last night, that the Ohio Secretary of State, who is Frank LaRose, responded.
And the hang on, Dr. Corsi. You've been bugging him for quite a while.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he finally responded.
My whole purpose in being in Ohio was to get his attention. That's why I'm here. I want to get an official looking at the algorithms that are in Ohio and the encryption of the Ohio database. And we know it's in New York. We know it's in Ohio. And by the way, I already have the data. So I know the encryption is here. We've already proofed it out. The staff is just now, Andrew Paquette is just now working up a report on it. But before I came here, I knew we had them because we don't need anything right at the moment from the state. We have their data and we've analyzed their data. And the counties, especially around the cities, are encrypted for fraud, for mail-in fraud.
You didn't have to go to the state to get the information. You already got the information.
We had already got the information from the state through Freedom of Information. We have their database. Okay, so we don't need anything from them. We're going to go in and show them what they have. Okay, but at the same time, I did this with a purpose to be courteous. In other words, we came into the state respectfully. I've come in here and now this is my second week here. I've been doing town halls. I've been doing programs like yours, Coach. I'll be on Bob Francis today at 11 o'clock, 11:10. We're going to announce this. I want to give the Secretary of State the opportunity to do the right thing. I think from what I can judge, and I've never met him, but I believe Frank LaRose is honest. And I think he's trying to make Ohio's voting system as clean as he can. The problem is he's cleaning up the part of the system the Democrats don't care about. You know, he's getting rid of duplicate ballots. He's getting rid of people who are dead or moved. They're not going to use those for the voter fraud. They're going to use the encrypted false records that they've created, that they've hidden in the database. Just like they do in New York. And Frank LaRose will never find those because the encryption scheme is not obvious unless you can know how databases can be encrypted.
But you've broken the code. You have broken the code. Right? You've broken the code.
You're breaking up. We've broken the code. We've broken the code, and we're going to show them how it's used in Ohio.
Okay, now, folks, hang on. So here's the letter that Dr. Corsi got from Frank LaRose of the Ohio Secretary of State's office yesterday, folks, yesterday. Now, we've transcribed it on the screen. I have the official with the government, with Frank LaRose's seal on it, all it says. So they sent this to Dr. Corsi yesterday. As the director of the Ohio Secretary of State's Public Integrity Division, I've been made aware of your claim to have evidence that Ohio's voter registration tabulation systems can be compromised. My understanding is that you have knowledge of certain algorithms embedded in the state's voter registration database that could allow for the manipulation of mail-in voting records or other election data. Because, folks, it's not just mail-ins, okay? It's not just mail-ins. It's been a bait and switch, you've been showing us. The Secretary of State, this is from Frank LaRose's office, has the authority under the state law to investigate the administration of election laws, frauds, and irregularities in elections in any county and report violations of election laws to the attorney general or prosecuting attorney or both for prosecution. That's a revised code. There it is. I ask that you provide, he's asking Dr. Corsi to please provide this evidence as soon as possible to our office's election integrity unit and invite you to arrange a call or meeting to provide additional insights so we can take appropriate steps to investigate these assertions. Please be advised that our office has the statutory authority to issue subpoenas, summon witnesses, and compel the production of books, papers, records, and other evidence, and fix the time and place for hearing any matters relating to the administration and enforcement of election laws. Revised code 3501-5EE. I look forward to hearing from you. Respectfully, Brian Katz, who is Public Integrity Division Director of the Ohio Secretary of State. Respond to that, Dr. Corsi. What does this mean?
Well, this means that there's going to be an official investigation. And this is extremely important because now we've got the attention of the Secretary of State, who can declare that, in fact, there is an algorithm and, in fact, there has been fraud committed. Now, if that's the case, we have a major breakthrough. Now, I responded to him. I said, Mr. Katz, let's talk in the morning. We're prepared to share with you everything we have as evidence. We can prove beyond doubt that an illegal algorithm has been added to the Ohio database. We've had for months the State Board of Election voter registration database via FOIA, and we've submitted to a full crypto code analysis. I am here as a native of Ohio to support your efforts. We look forward to a full disclosure and mutual cooperation. Best regards, Jerome Corsi.
Dr. Corsi, what if Frank LaRose is a crook?
Well, first of all, I have no evidence that that's the case. He appears to be doing an honest job, and I believe he will continue to do the right things. Now, if it gets suppressed, we always have the option to go public, and we will go public. This information is going to be made public one way or the other. And we'll publish the reports if we have to. But first I'm going to say, let's go through the official channels. Let's be respectful. Because if, in fact, we're right, there's algorithms here, we can prove it, which we can, then Frank LaRose has an opportunity to be a national hero. He can sound the alarm for the nation that the voter rolls in Ohio have been encrypted.
Just one state. We only need one state, right, doctor?
We need one state. We already have New York. We don't know New York is encrypted. We also know New York is Democratic. They're unlikely to do anything. They'll sit on it just like the Department of Justice sits on it because they're all sitting on corruption right now. They're corrupt as can be, and they don't care to play. They're playing crooked. They know they're playing crooked. Satan's in charge right now.
Amen.
Of the Democratic Party. And watching that convention last night, those people look satanic to me. Their anger is hatred.
Amen. Amen. So, Dr. Corsi, let me call time out here because I want to show something, folks. Just so we all know that Dr. Jerome Corsi isn't the only kook out there, all right? Bring up for me, it says algorithms and played it to 1.5 speed. Andrew Paquette. Dr. Corsi, who is Andrew Paquette? Who is he?
Andrew Paquette, who you're showing the picture of right there. Andrew Paquette is a computer genius. Now, He spent a lot of time in the Netherlands. He learned Dutch, and he taught in the Netherlands for many years in computer science. And then he decided he was going to get a PhD. In fact, they told him he had to get a PhD to continue teaching. So he applied to the London School. It was very hard to get into. And he got a PhD very quickly. In fact, Springer, which is one of the top publishers in scientific books in Europe, published two of his textbooks on computer graphics. So he's got a very excellent reputation, and he's highly qualified to understand cryptography and electronic, just working with computers for numbers. You know, he can see space in his work as an illustrator on computers. He can see topological space mathematically in his mind. I can do that too, without working the equations. And it's a special gift. And so he is able to do pattern recognition. Now, what Andrew Paquette did 2 years ago was he got a hold of the New York State database and he began to realize that there were patterns in it. And he understands cryptography and he began to say, this is a cryptographic scheme. And he figured out the different cryptographic methods that they were using to encode the data.
Just like they would do in a casino, folks. I'll get to that later. Go ahead.
Or like the intelligence agency would do if they're writing a code for the military. This is what our National Security Agency does. It's what the defense intelligence agencies do. It's what the CIA does. They develop codes and they code data to hide information in it from those that they don't want to see it. This purpose of this is to create and hide voters that don't exist, both clone voters and voters that are made up entirely.
Of course, I interrupt for a living. It makes people mad, but it's okay. It's what I do. So in other words, they're trying to set this thing up. So all the way, maybe they can't cheat enough at the presidential level, but they're trying to set this up all the way down. When we expected 2 years ago for a red wave that never occurred, could it be that red wave never occurred because of the algorithms that were already in the voting system? So they created more Democrat voters than were actually out there. Am I on the right trail?
That's what they did. And they voted. They vote these false voters for Biden. They'll vote them now for Kamala Harris, and they have it all planned as to how they can do it. They profiled the election. They know how many they need. They've got that many hidden. Most of the encryption in the Ohio voter base at the state level occurs in the counties around the cities.
Boy.
Because there's a two-tier system in Ohio. The counties, like Huron County by Toledo, they don't bother encrypting because there's too few people. They're mostly rural. It's not going to have a big impact on the state totals, and they're going to vote Republican anyway. So if you suddenly started getting Huron County, a lot of mail-in votes for the Democrats, it would be suspect. So they don't bother with it. They're over by the counties around Youngstown.
Yeah, they're in the inner city. They're in the inner city just pumping them out.
County. Cincinnati, I mean, even Akron, Canton, and Dayton are too small for them to really mess with too much. That most of the cheating in Ohio has always come out of Cuyahoga County and Youngstown. To a lesser extent, Cincinnati, although Cincinnati in recent years has also gone more Democratic and more minority. It's gotten more crooked. But Youngstown, especially after the demise of the steel mills in the 50s, began to go very, very heavily Democratic with the unions, et cetera. And then now it's gone to largely, minorities controlled, largely cities are in disarray and headed towards bankruptcy.
Okay, I got you, Doc. Listen, I interrupt for a living. 1.5 speed, let's play. This is Andrew Priquet. He's going to explain to us a little bit about algorithms. Go ahead.
True. Paquette is with us, commercial artist, investigating anomalies in New York's voter rolls. This is speculative. I'm imagining it's speculative, but do you think that this mechanism used in the New York voter rolls, creating these clones, can be found in other states?
I know it's found in other states because I found them in other states and other people have found them in other states as well. In fact, I kind of want to say that the original idea to look for them came from Pennsylvania, but regardless, I have found them in Pennsylvania. I found them in New Jersey. I think I found them in North Carolina. I can't find them in Hawaii because in Hawaii, they don't give the there's certain fields of information that they don't give you in the publicly available version of the database. So I'm not able to check for clones because of that. But I was able to check for clones in some states. And in I think every case I was able to look, no, not Texas either. And that's because of the data format they use made it really hard to find them. It's possible to find them, but you'd have to be a programmer to figure it out. And I'm not a programmer. So yes, it happens in other states.
You found algorithms in the voter rolls? What is that?
This is a very fascinating aspect of this. Okay, so picture this. I'm looking at all these excess registrations and I'm seeing how many there are. And at the time I'm thinking it's 700,000. I didn't know about the larger number until later, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's a lot of records. And when I go through the rolls, it is really enormously difficult to find what I'm looking for because there's so many names. It's just an endless list. If I set it to scroll at the highest possible speed in Excel, it'd be hours before I got to the end of the list, okay? It's just a huge list. So it's like, if I was a bad guy and I wanted to introduce bad registrations into the rolls, how would I use them unless I had a way to find them again? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you need a treasure map to find your treasure, right? The whole point of putting them in there is that you don't want to accidentally be casting votes in the names of real people, because then they're going to be denied a ballot when they go to the polls. You're going to have a problem. Now, we know that did happen, but I still want to minimize that to the extent possible, right, by using the fake name. So I was like, there has to be a way to tag these records somehow so that they can find them again. So I was looking for in the back of my mind, I was kind of looking for a tag in the role somewhere that would allow them to distinguish the bad records from the good ones, okay? I mentioned this to a programmer who was on the team. He was like, there's no way you're going to find anything like that. That would just be stupid for these guys to do something that blatant, right? So I don't know if I found that, but I found something that could be used that way. And it was very slick. And it was very complicated, and the people I've shown it to, including a mutual acquaintance, Alex Securis, said it's NSA-level programming that is behind it, okay? So what it is that in New York, we have a county registration number and a state or ID number, okay? So two different numbers. Now, what they did is they made an algorithm that connects these numbers in such a way that neither number is changed, okay? So not altered at all, but they're associated in this very unique way based on the algorithm. And that, in effect, creates a third ID that's completely hidden from anybody who doesn't know the algorithm, okay? And it's really, really complicated. I could describe it to you, but it'd take 2 hours, okay? Actually, I'll give you a short version, okay? So what it is it takes the county ID numbers, adds a decimal point to the first, to the left of the first number.
Okay, you can shut up. Okay, I'll put this in the chat. You can go ahead and look at it later on. But the idea of what Dr. Corsi is telling us is going on, friends. It is going on, all right? He's not just some kook who's saying this. It is going on. Now, the question we all ask ourselves, what are we going to do about it now that we've discovered it's all going on? So I'm going to step back here a minute. I'm going to let Dr. Corsi maybe explain something else, and then I want to open it up for you guys to ask questions about what it is, what should we do. And yes, we're going to talk about this at Saturday Night Live coming up this Saturday. I'll get you more information on that. Roger Weaver, go ahead real quickly, and then Dr. Corsi, I'll get you back in.
Dr. Corsi, let's say the hidden stuff is there. How do they take that information and cast a vote? And then how do we stop that vote from being casted? So first, how does it go to where it is now a vote?
What they do is, okay, so it's a two-step process to do put the encryption into the database. First, you've got to create false records. And you have to have a scheme where you can insert the false records with real numbers so that the number of that false record is a official State Board of Election number.
So, Dr. Corsi, would that be registered voters who don't live there anymore? Is that where those false records
are? Well, it could be. It's a number of things that they can do. They can be cloned from other records with slight variations in the information. They can be made up of whole cloth. We got a letter yesterday that lists about 25 different ways in which these cloned voters have been created. And this came to me from one of the state officials who had it from a previous investigation. We're beginning to identify records that we think are cloned records. And what you do is you hide them in the database where the people who created this, the criminals, this is an intelligence operation. The people who do this are probably from the CIA, or they're from the National Security Agency or the Defense Intelligence Agencies. I think the intelligence agencies are increasingly taking over the election in the United States. Like they've taken over much of the other narratives of the United States. We're being run in a Truman Show. We think we've got fair processes. The intelligence agencies are lying with, vaccines that do not prevent you from getting diseases, all kinds of lies. At any rate, once the records are created that are false records, they're buried back into the database of the state Board of Election records, so that only the criminals can find them.
Dr. Corsi, this could be done without the local recorder knowing it.
In fact, if it were seen by the legitimate, the honest people working in the Board of Election, they wouldn't be able to detect it because it looks normal.
Dr. Corsi, let me ask a follow-up. We are action-oriented. And Dave leads us and others lead us. We want to I'm not seeing as a lay person. The only action I see as a lay person right now for me is to call the Secretary of State and start putting pressure on them to help you get in front of them to see things. As a lay person on election day, there's not much I can do, is there?
Yes.
On election day?
Let me finish. Let me give you a little bit more information, first of all.
All right.
What they do is these criminals watch they can profile the election, so they can say, if you know, they can come to you and say, do you want Kamala to win by 1%, 3%, or 5%? You want to lead throughout the day, you want it to be at the end of the day. You want us to have to stop counting, we'll bring them in overnight. Because they can pick, let's say they have 300,000 false votes created, they know where they are. And maybe 50,000 of them are really good, hard to detect at all, even by the state officials, because they look so legitimate. And so they start picking these and requesting, making sure that person's requested a mail-in ballot. Then they make sure that number of that voter ID is also run through the machine as having gotten a mail-in vote and voted it. So now you've got a false number that is not a real person requesting a mail-in ballot, getting the ballot and running it through the machine, and it certifies, because the certification says the person voted, the number voted, asked for a live, got a mail-in ballot was counted. Now I've got a certified, I'd have to go search that person out to find out if they were real, and they don't do field surveys of voters. Now, how do you stop it? Well, one way to stop it is to say none of the current Board of Elections, Ohio Board of Election officials, will be allowed to participate in the election. That way, there'll be no one who knows the algorithms. There will be nobody who knows where the false votes are hidden in the system. And then you have somebody like Price Waterhouse come in, and they'll run the election for the state. So you replace everybody and get the bad actors out of there, because you get everybody out of there. And you have independent people running the election for the state who don't know where the false votes are. Then secondly, you scrutinize really hard the mail-in votes, and you do some canvassing. You go find out if some of these people are real. You don't just batch them all through and not, you know, you make sure you protect and save the outer envelopes. You save the forensic evidence. So you have a law enforcement clampdown on the mail-in votes. So you can do forensic accounting of it later. And you can do forensic accounting to know what of it was illegal. You can trace it back to the use of the algorithms. So it means you've got to have a forensic lockdown at the state board of election system of the Ohio voting. And we have to do this in every state. We've got to get the state. The fraud originates within the board of election in each fraudulent state. And I think, by the way, the algorithms probably are operative in every single state of the union. I think they've been operative since 2007, when this HAVA law was passed and the states were mandated to create state board of election numbers. And that's when the intelligence agencies moved in and decided to start encrypting the data.
Okay, Dr. Coulson, let me move here real quickly, because we have 3 months. We got 3 months, all right? So now you have got the attention of Frank LaRose's office. What can we do, Dr. Corsi? What can we do? Sit around and wait for these criminals to ignore the evidence again? What can we do?
No, I think we're going to start making it public, and we're going to start, but we're going to work with Frank LaRose's office. And if they look like they're moving in the right direction, they're acknowledging what's here, we'll let them have the major thunder. Because one official announcement by Ohio, by Frank LaRose, will be a national event, and it will be game-changing.
So if Frank LaRose comes out and says, our office has discovered encrypted voting algorithms, making our voting system not totally pure, boom, the rest of the state say, whoa, what's going on, right?
What's going on? What about us?
Yep.
Suddenly, I get my team, and we get involved in all the states, which we're prepared to do, and I start working with all the states to help them find the algorithms within their database. and we begin exposing this across the country. Now we've got time to say the State Board of Election officials are not all crooked. They're just some of them, and they're implanted there.
Right ones.
and they don't need very many. That's what makes this scheme work. And it is not in the Dominion computers. It's not in the Smartmatic computers. So these are artifacts of what you see.
Yeah, bait and switch, folks. They had us chasing the bait and switch, man. It wasn't the machines.
But all the things people are finding. So what I want to do is sometime at the end of September, I want to hold a Jerry Lewis type telethon, which he used to do for, you know, when he was on the muscular dystrophy. And what he would do is he'd have 3 or 4 days nonstop, 24 hours. And we'll get all the people who've been working across the country, election integrity, to come on the show, live stream, and tell their story. And that way we'll tell the country over 2 or 3 days just how messed up our voting system is. Okay, and to know how unreliable it is. Okay, this has got to have a fundamental fix. But if we could just stop right now, okay, here's what the Democrats are planning to do. They said they're planning to steal the election, and they've got it all mapped out, and they're ready. That's why they're so confident that they can win with Kamala. You know, this is the worst team of candidates, I'm saying, since George Wallace and Curtis LeMay in 1968. You know, we got a racist and a guy who wanted to bomb everybody. Okay, that's the worst team. That's the worst presidential candidate. This is worse. They think they can elect Kamala because, first of all, the intelligence agencies are lying. Biden was obviously mentally impaired. Even last night, it was obvious he's mentally impaired. And so, therefore, he is not credible to say he's surging. But they're already lying about Kamala. The intelligence agencies are out saying her polls are really good. No, she's actually beating Trump in polls. No, she's not. Kamala can't get 1,000 people to show up at a rally.
Amen.
Each $10,000 to be there. You know, people are just not showing up. And they don't care about Kamala. Just give Kamala a microphone. She'll beat herself. You know, but, I mean. Hey,
Dr. Corsi, I interrupt for a living. I got a bunch of people with a lot of questions. Let's run down through them. Terry Murphy, first guy up. Go. You got to unmute yourself, Terry. We lost Terry. Jeff Klein, go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, the question I have, and I know it goes, this is a big scale, but on a smaller scale, when Pastor Neil Peterson ran for governor, so independent running for governor here in Ohio, said he needed 5,000 signatures. We helped him. We worked our butt off. He got signatures from 88 counties. So as an independent, he takes in, and Republican Democrat only needed 1,000 each one to get on the ballot. So we had almost 7,000 signatures. He submitted them to Frank LaRose. Waited almost 2 months without an answer. And all of a sudden, at the last minute, that's almost 7,000 signatures. They said he was 1,600 shy of 5,000. How? Could part of that be maybe people's signatures were corrupt with all the stuff going on? I mean, I don't understand all this.
They don't want him on the ballot. What would you say about that, Dr. Corsi?
Well, first of all, this is not going to be, Frank LaRose is not going to have a long time to respond here because we'll publish what we've got. You know, either we get an honest response or we'll make it public. It's just a matter of making sure that the public knows the truth.
Dr. Corsi, will paper ballots help?
A paper ballots will help, but this is going to be a complicated problem to really solve. It's going to take time to solve this problem. You know, we've gone from a country in my lifetime from 100 million to 350 million people. And I keep pointing out to people that a difference in size is a difference in phenomena. In other words, you take a bumblebee and you make it 10 times bigger, the critter won't fly. The aerodynamics don't work. If you want to fly a jumbo modern airliner, you got to have fundamentally different aerodynamics. So when we're going to 500 million people, we're going to have a fundamentally different system. Now, credit cards can do it. I mean, you miss a payment of credit card, you're going to get a call for $25. And the system works. But I'd always have said we should use the credit card system for voting and use the voting system for credit cards. Nobody would ever pay any credit cards. You know, 35 of them with no limit. They couldn't find you. Okay, because the system, the voting system is broken because they want it broken. They're both sides want to be able to cheat.
Amen.
It's a uniparty.
They don't want to expose. Keith, come on in.
So it's working like headquarters and then all the underlying offices and message traffic being sent back and forth like a Sears catalog for information and voters and all the details involved in that. Is that kind of like what we're talking about?
Yeah, what we're talking about is it's the central office of the State Board of Election. As they're watching the election, they could say, okay, let's start using some of these fake voters to do mail-in votes for Kamala and keep her numbers up. Or they could say, let it lag during the day and we'll have a surge. Okay, so in Europe, the first ballot was all for the conservatives. The second ballot, they said the left surged and won. Well, if you went into the polls in Europe, there were no people surging. The surge was in the computers.
So in other words, folks, they say there's a big surge and you look at the polls and there aren't people there. It isn't
people there. There's nobody voting. It's all in the computers because what they're doing is they're now picking the ones that they have set aside. They know where the false votes are. They have within the records. They know this one's a false vote and that one's a false vote. Just like you know that where you placed the marked cards in a deck. You know
they know it, but the County Board of Elections doesn't know it, and the Secretary of State may not know it.
That's right. And Ohio is complicated because some of the counties are encrypted and some of the counties are not. They don't bother with the small counties because you can't flood a small county. You flood Huron County with a lot of Democratic mail-in ballots, and it's obviously not the case because Huron County doesn't have a lot of Democrats in it.
So Dr. Corsi, so the COVID was used to get more mail-in ballots. That's what it was used to do.
That's what it's used to do. It's used to create false mail-in ballots. But false mail-in ballots that can be certified because they have real state ID numbers encoded into the system. That number is a real number. It's in the system. But it's a fake vote. Okay? And that's what we can show from New York how they do this. So we have New York. In New York, we have Andrew Paquette figured out all the ciphers. He figured out all the mathematics of how New York is done. Now, in Ohio, we don't have all the mathematics yet figured out. But we can show you the scattergrams where, you know, instead of people getting a voter ID number that matches when they registered, all the votes in that county are in one quadrant of the graph. That's obvious indication of mathematical manipulation. So there's a mathematical test here which apply that leave no doubt that the Ohio system is corrupt.
Okay,
not corrupt in every county, which is important because it shows it's intentionally done to cheat because they applied it selectively, the encryption.
I get it.
Where the encryption was needed.
Jonathan.
Where it wasn't used, they didn't buy it.
Pull up casinos, Jonathan. Dr. Corsi, hey, folks, you can do this. I just Googled this morning. Start at the top, Johnny. Start at the very top. I just Googled this. I said algorithms and slot machines. And look at all the information that comes up. The complete guide to slot machine algorithms. So if Las Vegas can do it, right? When you go to the casino and you're pulling on the one-armed bandit, if there's an algorithm in there determining when it's going to pop up, that's why it's rigged. That's why Las Vegas makes a lot of money, right? You think you're going to win because every once in a while your number comes up, but it's all rigged behind the scenes, and they all know it. That's what's going on with our elections. Is that right, Dr. Corsi?
That's right. That's exactly what happens because the machines are set to pay off on a reinforcement schedule that is called a random reinforcement schedule in a sense. In other words, it doesn't pay off all the time. It pays off some of the time. And you sit there thinking that you got to figure out why it paid off.
Yep.
Well, it didn't pay off for anything you did. Yep. But you think your behavior influenced it. So now you're trying to make that slot machine replicated. That's when you lose your money.
That's how you go broke. Roger Weaver, come on back. then Jack. Roger, quickly, folks.
Oh, I just want to encourage Dr. Corsi. Keep rolling, keep plowing. Concerned about time, but keep rolling, keep plowing.
Amen, amen. Hey, Dr. Corsi, let's say Frank LaRose rules on this next week. Do they have time? Do they have enough time to recreate another system?
Well, what they have time to do is to, if you get all the people, see, the only some of the operatives know where the illegal votes are hidden in the database.
Right.
That can't be shared with anybody except for the criminals. Now, if you, and you can't know who the criminals are. So just replace everybody. Mm. Get a Price Waterhouse team in here to run the election.
So get Dr. Corsi, people get mad because I interrupt so much, but this is, hey, it's my show. Okay, you with me? So here's what we have to understand, that during this last election, they told us it was the machines that cheated. It was the mail-in ballots. They did a bait and switch on us so that most people that we're going to talk to now aren't going to believe the elections were rigged, because 4 years ago they all said it and it was not proven true. Isn't that what we're up against, Dr. Corsi?
Well, and it's you're dealing with an intelligence operation, and so they knew that we would go down the wrong track. You can't challenge a certified election very easily because it's certified.
Davis J6.
Yes. And that's the whole, that's a trap. What we're doing here is this would be, I'm saying, I don't know if the algorithms are used or not, but I know they shouldn't be there. And so before we vote in advance, I want to know that this is squeaky clean.
Amen.
If there's algorithms in there, I want to detect it and I want it fixed. I don't want people to be going into a casino to vote that's rigged. If the casino's rigged, it's got to be stopped. Now, that's where I think Frank LaRose has an additional burden here, because we know it's rigged, and we've got his data. I didn't need to come to him. I'm coming to him respectfully to do the right thing, and I'm trusting that he's going to be honest.
He could be a hero here.
He could be a hero here. He could be a national hero. He could make himself to be, you know, he could create a prominence for himself in Ohio and nationwide if he does the right thing. If he does the wrong thing, he's not going to get away with it, because we've already got it caught.
Gotcha. Man, that's where okay, I'm with you. Jack, come on in. Jack and Jeff, tell us your story, not your life story. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. Dr. Corsi, there can only be a few people in the world capable of this type of computer manipulation. So, again, we need to be looking at who could possibly have done this and remove them. This is the same situation we have in an assassination attempt. I don't care who pulled the trigger. I want to know who manufactured the bullet, paid for the bullet. So there can only be so many people in the world capable of pulling off this kind of a computer program design. We need to figure out who they are and take them out.
Hmm.
Well, see, I've just written a book on the Kennedy assassination with David Mantic, who did the optical density measurements of the x-rays. It's science. And the x-rays show Jack Kennedy was shot twice from the front. The evidence of the shooting is obvious. It's been hidden from the public for 60 years. And I made Dr. Mantic, who is writing science, so it can be understood by the average reader. I put the science in the appendices. That's the trick of that book. It's all there, but it's explained so you can get it. Now, what is the case is we have a corrupt system. In other words, it's not just a few operatives. It's that the entire election board, which are increasingly dominated by the Democrats, know that something's going on. Just like in the Kennedy assassination, the CIA and the Secret Service stood down that day to create an opportunity for, and they drove Jack Kennedy into a kill zone. They knew what they were doing. It was corrupt. The system was corrupt. Now, there are only a few bad actors who really knew what was exactly going on, but everybody cooperated. This way, I'm saying that we have a corrupt election system in this country because the Democrats have taken it over, just like they've taken over the schools, just like they've taken over the media, and we're getting lied at all the time.
The Luciferians. Yeah, they're not Democrats. The Luciferians. Jeff Nares, go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering rightful President Trump's team knows anything about this. Are they in contact with your team?
We've been briefing them as we've gone along, and I've been briefing a lot. I've been behind the scenes, been networking with all the people who have been in this election integrity effort, because I want to bring them all together. I want to get everybody's they have very valuable information, because a lot of things are wrong here. Not just a few things. A lot of things are wrong, and a lot of things got to be fixed. And it's going to take it's not easy, but I want people to understand just how in the World War II expression, FUBAR, it was so messed up, it's beyond repair. Our election system is beyond repair. It's got to be thrown away, and we got to start over again. Got to find out a whole new way to vote, because this doesn't work anymore. When we had a community, there were 100 people voting, and you knew who everybody was, and they were all your neighbors. You pretty well knew how they were going to vote. You could vote, and it would be honest. When you've got, 350 million people voting.
Yeah, we don't even know our neighbors.
You don't know our neighbors.
We don't even know our neighbors. Johnny, come on in.
Well, so because your team is in contact with his team, are you afforded any, is your team afforded any protections at all?
Well, I don't, I'm not looking for protection. The point is, I get detractors because people don't want me to be heard. So they come out and they say negative things about me. I couldn't care less. I'm mortal like everybody else. I'm going to die like everybody else. And I'll die the day God decides I die. Until that day, I'll be protected by God. I should have been dead dozens of times. I'm 78 years old at the end of this month. I can think of a dozen times I should have been dead.
Amen. I get it.
Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, amen to that. Because ultimately, that's what we need to do is ask the Father to protect you, Dr. Corsi. Yes. And that the people in office there in Ohio to get this ball rolling, because the dark enemy is, they already know what we're up to. You got to believe that. So we have to stay in prayer and give it to God. And I just pray that a hedge of protection over you, because they're going to come for you.
Well, they've come for me before. Look, I've been at this for more than 20 years. I wrote Unfit for Command with John O'Neill. Swift book.
Yeah. So I just want to throw. I'm praying for you.
Well, and this is a spiritual war.
Amen.
And I don't feel. I don't want credit for this. God gave this to me to do. I dream it at night. It's upon my soul. Andrew Paquette did the work. I'm explaining the work, and God's showing me how to explain the work.
Jed, come on in.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think, and this is all great, and we're on board. Coach has all-star linebackers, all-star corners. He's got all-star defensive linemen that, you just need to coordinate this Saturday and run a play. The big part of this is just like Coach Saban used to say all the time, someone needs to make a play.
Amen.
You're going to make a play on this. This is great. We're getting down to the end of the fourth quarter here pretty soon, and the play has to be run. But the thing is this, I can call it out already. Coach, how do you manage in a game you orchestrate? Frank La Rosa is not going to listen. It is key, just like happened with my Amway guys. They turned the blind eye. Mm-hmm. They heard it, and they just walked away. And then they said, hey, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then they just walked along that line.
So we got to do what Gideon did. We got to shine light, and we got to make noise. Shine light, make noise. That's all we can do.
In prayer and in unification,
right.
These guys, Corsi, we got your back. We need to run these plays and know and anticipate. They're going to go through the A gap, and we're going to send all linebackers through the A gap and send guys over the top. And so, but the orchestration has to happen now.
Well, if you look at our website, go to God's Five Stones, G-O-D, no apostrophe S, F-I-V-E, spell it out, S-T-O-N-E-S. I've been doing a series of town hall meetings, and I've been also doing various shows, including the coach's show. And we're coach, I've got to have some broadcasts that we can put up here. because these are being seen widely across the country.
Okay.
Well, all the information is going on here. We're taking donations, getting funding, so we have some funding to do this work. But everything I've got is published, and there's going to be more on that site today. So, you know, it's all there. It's all out there, and it's going to be all out there, and we're going to explain it in ways that people will get it.
We're at the top of the hour. We got to run here. I'll get you those copies. We'll get them up on your website. Folks, we've got to press in now. This is it. This is the final drive for the Super Bowl. We need everybody active. God bless you all, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.